Welcome to an exclusive SearchOracle.com podcast. This year's Oracle Open World is just around the corner, and today I'm here to discuss the BEA-related content, including sessions, demos, and keynotes that BEA and Oracle customers can expect at the conference. I'm Shayna Garlick, Assistant Editor. Oracle closed the deal on its acquisition of the software company BEA Systems this past April, and we've already seen some changes in Oracle's middleware offerings. For example, Oracle WebLogic, the company's new application server, is a result of its integration with BEA technology. But with all these changes come new questions and uncertainties. How do we use these new applications? What else can we expect in the future? In today's discussion, we'll learn how and if these questions will be answered at this year's Oracle Open World. Today, I'm speaking with Floyd Teeter. Floyd is a systems engineer for institutional business systems at the Jet Propulsion Laboratory. He is also a very active member in the Oracle user community, including his role as chair of the Oracle Applications User Group's Fusion Council. Thank you for speaking with us today, Floyd. I'd like to start out by asking, what should BEA customers do and look for at the upcoming Open World Conference?
You know, I think they should probably pursue two strategies. First, the middleware portion of Open World is going to be huge this year. So it's a great opportunity for BEA customers to explore directly with Oracle's development teams exactly what's going on with the products they're already using. The presentations tend to be pretty detailed, but it's also a great opportunity to talk at those sessions with the people who are working on those products. And that's important. That's your firsthand knowledge. Oracle also has a broader version of middleware. And as capabilities in identity management and business intelligence, which BEA didn't have when they were a standalone product line. So it's a good idea to see how those BEA products will work with those capabilities, because a lot of projects in the business world have those elements in it. There are also very closely related Oracle products like Coherence that are natural extensions to WebLogic and are becoming part of the WebLogic suite and applications grid, and customers should explore those. And then number two, there are also a lot of BEA customers who are already using the Oracle database with their applications, or they're running packaged apps like PeopleSoft on top of BEA. So Open World's a great opportunity to talk to the database teams about tips and techniques and ways to make the database work better for them. Also, given that the Oracle App Server was clearly optimized for the Oracle database, it'll be good to explore how those optimizations will become part of WebLogic. And then on the app side, Oracle was already doing a lot of work to allow their middleware to extend current applications like PeopleSoft, Siebel, and so on. So this is a great opportunity for existing BEA and Oracle Apps customers to explore how they can leverage those capabilities.
What else should Oracle customers interested in BEA technology do and look for at Open World?
I think one of the things that Oracle has talked about and that we should be aware of going into Open World, going forward, there is a combined, unified middleware strategy. There won't be separate Oracle products and BEA products in the same space. So customers should really explore what this means to them. The BEA products are going to be enhancing a number of areas that Oracle's longtime customers are already familiar with, such as the application server, SOA, BPM, portals, that sort of thing. So as Oracle already has talked about, in fact, some of the town hall webcasts have good info on this, the BEA products are becoming a core part of the Oracle products in these areas. So Oracle customers should really look and explore what new features or capabilities are now available. In other areas, SOA governance, that's a hot topic in the SOA community. Oracle has been pretty strong on runtime SOA governance with the Web Services Manager, the Enterprise Manager Pack for SOA management. But BEA really had a lot of strength in design time SOA governance with the Enterprise Repository, for example. So now they really complement each other for a full lifecycle SOA governance story. I expect we'll see Oracle talk a lot more about this. Also, Tuxedo is an area that's new and different for Oracle customers, but it's an old standby for some other folks. And being based on CNC++, and its abilities for supporting legacy and mainframe environments, you're going to get some unique capabilities there, especially for Oracle database customers running in legacy environments. They should explore how Tuxedo and the Oracle database can support a mainframe modernization strategy with some better leverage of distributed computing platforms. I think there's a lot to be gained there.
Do you anticipate any unexpected BEA-related announcements or surprises at the conference?
You know, Oracle always seems to have an announcement or two up its sleeve. But I do have to say that especially in terms of BEA, the Oracle folks have been very open and very detailed about their plans for BEA and their products and the role in the overall middleware strategy. So I'm not looking for lots of real big surprises. However, they are just releasing the 10G Release 3 versions of BEA products, and they're preparing for the upcoming 11G release. Open World will really be an opportunity to dig in and see what they've already done with those products and kind of peel the onion back one more layer and talk about the specific details of what they're presenting. You know, get up to the front of those sessions, talk to those people that are presenting and dig in a little deeper. And I think we'll hear some announcements and surprises that come out as a result of those detailed discussions.
Are there particular sessions, keynotes, or product demonstrations that will be particularly interesting?
Oh, tons of them, but it really depends on what you're going to Open World for. It's Open World's such a huge experience. Each customer kind of has to pick and choose what they're going to go after. For me in particular, I have needs for current projects here at the lab in business process management and SOA governance. I want to hear what's going to happen with the service bus, future direction. And I also want to get into a comparison between the Web Center product and the WebLogic portal and see how they complement each other. So those are the types of sessions I'll be looking for and that I'll be going to. And I believe there are some sessions there. I believe with a couple of those points, there's also some hands-on labs.
What are you looking forward to, both in terms of your role in the Oracle Application User Group Fusion Council and for yourself at this year's event?
I look forward to a couple of things while I'm there. Number one, I get to dig in and really have detailed discussions with the people who are building and integrating the Oracle products. I get some hints about future direction. I learn some tips and tricks about things we can do now. Number two, I get a chance to get a feel for what other Oracle customers are doing and what they're expecting and what their needs are and what tricks and tips they've already worked out in their own environments. That's one of the powerful things about user groups is you get the chance to share your stories across different customers and pick the things that are best for your particular organization and take them home and try them out. That's always the thing I look forward to the most, going to Open World.
What do you want to hear from Oracle about BEA at the conference?
I think Oracle's taking a pretty pragmatic approach as to how they're integrating the BEA products. They've already provided a lot of detail, but what I'm really looking forward to is the chance to dig in, especially into the 10GR3 and the upcoming 11G launch of the middleware. That's the thing I want to hear about most, especially in terms of what we're doing with the BEA products, is tell me about how the integration between Oracle and BEA, the companies themselves, how that's progressing now that they're all one company. And two, tell me a little more, give me a little more technical detail about how BEA products fit in specifically into the 11G upcoming release and how this is all going to play out.
And how do you see Oracle integrating its BEA products into its Fusion product lines?
Ah, there is a good question. And you have to take it from two different perspectives. You have to talk about Fusion middleware and then Fusion applications. So let's take the middleware first. We know that Oracle already has a pretty comprehensive middleware strategy across the development tools, the runtime infrastructure, SOA, BPM, BI, performance management, content management, and so on down the line. But what the BEA products really do that makes them slot well into the middleware platform is the additional functionality they bring that extends strengths in all those different categories. When you look at the specific functionality that BEA brings, it's really complementary in the vast majority of cases. Rather than having overlapping functionality, I think that's almost a simplistic view. You can't really say anymore we're going to have Oracle products and BEA products. They complement each other so well. When you look at things like Coherence, the Enterprise Repository, those things really bring unique complementary functionality to the mix. It's not really overlapping features. Then we go to the applications. And since the BEA products are slotting into the Oracle Fusion middleware platform, they'll become part of the foundation for the next generation of business applications that Oracle delivers. Right now, when you look at the current portfolio of Oracle business applications, it's PeopleSoft, Siebel, JD Edwards, Retech, the eBusiness Suite, most of them either support BEA WebLogic or are in the process of certifying to it. So there's already a lot of support for those applications with Fusion Middleware, and a big part of rolling the BEA products into the Fusion Middleware platform is to ensure that they can leverage all the existing support throughout Oracle's portfolio of business apps. The JCA adapters come to mind. So it's really going to be a big value add for customers who are already using the BEA integration, the SOA, the BPM, and so on down the line, to be able to look at that Oracle product line, the Oracle applications product lines, and see how they can leverage the BEA components they already own. And even better, to see how Fusion Applications is going to build on top of that functionality to extend the value even further.
Lastly, what are some of the biggest issues or problems currently facing BEA users, and will OpenWorld be able to put these users' minds at ease?
As a guy who uses some BEA products in the lab, I think my biggest concern is, what happens to me as a customer now that Oracle has acquired BEA? They've done a real nice job of laying out their intent for bringing BEA components into the technology stack. I want to see that continue to happen. I want more detail on it. Number two, tell me how the integration of the two companies is going. Business, to some extent, is about relationships. And I want to know that some of my key BEA players are still going to be there when the integration is over with. I think that's especially important in the architecture community. I was really glad to see the Oracle Technology Network just take on the BEA architecture groups and forums and extend that OTN umbrella to include them. So I think that's probably the biggest thing is, tell me what this means to me as a customer. Are my BEA products still viable? And yes, we know they are, but tell me again. And tell me what the future direction is going forward, and show me how I can leverage the BEA products that I already own.
Thank you for your insight today, Floyd. To learn more about Floyd Teeter and Jet Propulsion Laboratory, visit their website at www.jpl.nasa.gov. You can also find more information about the Oracle Applications User Group at www.oaug.org. These URLs are also available on the Search Oracle download page for this podcast. Remember to tune into searchoracle.com for breaking news and on-the-scene coverage of Oracle OpenWorld 2008, where the conference begins September 21st. And remember to add our searchoracle.com RSS feed to your newsreader, subscribe to our email newsletters, and check back frequently for other BEA-related articles, tips, and expert advice. Thank you for listening to our podcast. Signing off from Search Oracle, I'm Shana Garlick.